T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, that obviously that goes back to the recruiting process, and Daniel's recruiting was a little different, but he and his family started coming up at different times, and we had him when he was young in a quarterback camp, and then he started coming to campus more in the summertime and a little bit in the fall of his senior year, but you knew immediately you had a young man that was going to work. You knew you had a very talented athlete, multi-sport athlete, football, basketball player in high school. When he got out on the basketball court, he was the best player. Playing there too. His whole family, athletic, and brother that's playing basketball at Davidson. He's got a sister that's going to come play soccer here at Duke as well. So it's just an athletic family, and he knew, just with all the support around him, plus his ability, he really thought the young man was going to be a fantastic player, and he was here, and excited to see what he does in the National Football League.
What attracted you to him as a quarterback, and how did those skills kind of grow over your time working with him?
Well, I somewhat inherited him. When he first got to us, I was still coaching tight ends and the special teams coordinator. But so I really got to see him that first year, like a lot of us did on the offensive side of the ball. He was our scout team quarterback, and you'd hear the defensive coaches, and you'd hear Coach Cutcliffe talk a lot about him and what he was doing to the defense that first year, and just how accurate he was. A guy that wasn't afraid to pull the trigger. He could fit the ball into tight windows. Obviously, as he was simulating our opponents, there'd be weeks where you'd have a team that might want to run the quarterback a little bit more, and some of the read option games that people do, and he could do those things. So at that time I was hearing a lot about that, and then we had a changeover happen. Became the quarterback coach and offensive coordinator, and got to really start to spend a lot of time with him. And you knew then that very, very football intelligent. Obviously, he's an intelligent young man, but sometimes being intelligent and football intelligent don't necessarily go hand in hand. But his definitely did. He's got a high football IQ. He could talk, very early on schematically on both offense and defense. Quick learner. Very rarely did he have to see things multiple times to know it and understand it. He could usually get it one time and really understand conceptually, both offensively and defensively. Obviously grew, over time with all those things. But very early on in his redshirt freshman year, we knew he had a outstanding football player.
Zach Roper's quarterbacks coach at Duke, with me, Craig Hoffman, here on 106.7 The Fan. Now, Zach, I've heard nothing but good things about him behind the scenes from what you've told me, from what scouts have told me, from what other players have told me. But I kid you not, during his podium session at the Senior Bowl, I turned to another reporter and went, "That kid has negative moxie." I asked around, found out that he's just not super into press conferences. But you ask around and you go, okay, he's just not super into press conferences. Can't blame him for that. But since we apparently are not going to be able to see it publicly, what does everybody love about this kid behind the scenes, and what's he like with his teammates and in meeting rooms and around the locker room?
Craig, you nailed it on the head. Public Daniel is not even close to the locker room Daniel. This is a guy that has the locker room. He wouldn't have been a two-time captain if he didn't have the locker room. He's got as much personality. You use the term moxie. He's got as much of that as you need and as you want at the quarterback position. The players around him are going to love him. The coaches are going to love him. The people in the building are going to love him. I do believe, wherever he goes, I believe the media in that area is going to get a feel for really who he is and what he's about. And is he going to be flashy? Is he going to be, you know, I don't think he's ever going to be that, but, you know, he's going to be very professional. He's going to answer the questions. He's going to give you, you know, the necessary information that you're looking for. And he's going to do well. And whether that's glitz and glamour and all those things, I don't necessarily think that's what it's going to be. But he's going to have that locker room. And I would think most NFL football players, that would tell you that that's more important than, you know, maybe winning a press conference.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Alex Smith is the same way. And obviously he was quite successful, or has been quite successful, and had this team going pretty well until his injury this year. So we've certainly seen that here. Speaking of leadership, can you give me an example of Daniel Jones' leadership? Maybe a favorite story?
Well, absolutely. You know, really the favorite story is, you know, we go up to Notre Dame Stadium in his red shirt freshman year. We fell behind early. We hit a big special teams play, and he was the first one off the bench to go celebrate our kickoff return man. We go back out on defense, and the whole time he's talking to his guys over on the sideline about some of the adjustments that we were making in the game. You know, I think we fell behind 21-0, if I remember exactly right. That special teams play got us to 21-7, and he got hot there in the first half. But it just really went by you. You're talking about a redshirt freshman that really hadn't been on the road up to that point. And, you know, he goes into Notre Dame Stadium in a, you know, obviously a full stadium and, you know, nice crowd that day. And just kept pushing and kept bringing people along with him, and threw for 276 and a couple 2-3 touchdowns. I don't remember exactly, you know, what it was. But, you know, the whole time you got a redshirt freshman that you know, in the ear of his players, in the ear of, you know, me as, you know, as the play caller of what he was seeing, what he thought we could take advantage of. And, you know, we go get a big win early on in his career, you know, in a hostile environment. And, you know, I very, very similar stories from that time on. You know, he's a guy that he could come off, you know, tell the coaches what he was seeing, tell other players what was happening out there. And it just goes back to his football intelligence, his functional intelligence, and then you see some of those leadership things that you were talking about earlier.
Zach Roper's the quarterback's coach and play caller at Duke University, where he coached Daniel Jones. I'm Craig Hoffman here on 106.7 The Fan. Zach, how does his mobility factor into how you guys designed offense and eventually on Saturdays you called plays?
Well, he's a guy that we could get our numbers back right, you know, in the run game, you know, by using the various quarterback runs, whether those are draw schemes or the zone read or the power read and all the different things, but just trying to get numbers and angles right. You know, I do think he did get better, you know, this last year of really knowing and understanding when to get out of bounds, when to make things soft tackles. You know, I think early on in his career, he took some unnecessary hits, and that is a testament to his competitive nature and his toughness. Not necessarily always the smartest thing to do, but, you know, he's such a competitive kid and such a tough kid that, you know, you could run him 15, 20 times, and we talk about, hey, I'm gonna run you a little less these next couple series, kind of let you catch breath a little bit. And he'd say, no, coach, call what you got to call. Do what you got to do. We got to win this football game. So he's a guy that can make plays with his feet. He can extend plays, keep his eyes downfield, and make throws. There are a number of examples of that throughout his career that I could touch on. But, you know, he can – and he did for us. He scored from a long way away a variety of different times. And, you know, as you're seeing more and more of that in the National Football League, he'll be able to do those things for – you know, whichever franchise is lucky enough to have him. But I do think he learned that, you know, it's okay to get down, okay to get out of bounds, and let somebody else take those hits.
Two more for you real quick. What is it about Coach Cutcliffe that everybody loves, and why being coached by him is so valued for Daniel as a prospect?
Well, it's a variety of reasons. But, you know, really just touching on all things quarterback play and you know, really a lot of ways when we get young quarterbacks before we ever really start talking about offense, Coach Cutcliffe likes to instill, you know, learning about the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, very early on, our quarterbacks get trained on all the the finer details of X's and O's and certainly strategy. And, you know, coach really teaches and hones in on always being aware of your situation. What is the down and distance? What is the field position? You know, what is the score of the game, the time of the game? Staying on top of all those things, keeping your timeouts, not having to use a timeout at the end of a play clock because something wasn't right. That way you can be at your best in a 2-minute drill and have all those things available to you. But it's just obviously the neck up portion of the game is taught very, very well in conjunction with the neck down portion of the game. So the way that coach teaches the physical tools to go along with the mental aspect of the game, I believe are second to none. And that's why coach has had the success, you know, he's had in his career, you know, not only as a head coach, but obviously, you know, with his reputation as a quarterback guru, if you will. And we're excited that Daniel's the next one, you know, in that lineage.
And I can't not let you go without a story about one of my favorite guys to cover over the last couple of years. I need your favorite Jamison Crowder story.
Wow, there's a number of them, but you know, really, Jamison has his hands all over this program, and the play that will forever live on in my memory is the game-winning catch with under 20 seconds to go at home against North Carolina his sophomore year. That game got us to bowl eligibility the first time, and we've been bowl eligible six out of the last seven seasons. But, man, to be honest with you, Craig, there's so many stories to tell. That would be another segment in and of itself. But what a great person from a great family. Jamison is one who knows nothing but going to work each and every day. And, shoot, I know Redskin fans probably want to keep him around there for another contract because he's definitely a playmaker and a heck of a person.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.